8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than half of all Coloradans covered by the National Flood Insurance Program will have higher premiums under the federal government's new criteria for rates. Here's CPR's Miguel Otárola.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency will no longer rely on flood maps alone to set flood insurance rates. The insurance program's senior executive, David Morstad, says it will now depend more on a property's elevation and rebuilding costs.
And we can no longer continue to ignore the fact that some of our policyholders have been unjustly subsidizing other policyholders.
FEMA estimates nearly half of all Colorado policyholders will see rates go up as much as $10 a month. 43% of policyholders can already qualify for lower premiums. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The city of Denver has been ordered to pay $2.5 million to a man shot in the back by a police officer in 2013. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the officer has also been ordered to pay damages.
Michael Valdez was riding in a truck with a man wanted for domestic violence. When police pursued them, someone else in the vehicle started shooting, hitting an officer in the shoulder. The truck crashed and Valdez climbed out, lying on the ground with his arms spread. The injured officer fired at least a dozen rounds toward the truck, hitting Valdez in the back and finger. A jury concluded the officer involved used excessive force and that the department had failed to train appropriately to handle such situations. Denver City Attorney is considering whether to appeal. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
An assistant football coach at the University of Northern Colorado has been reprimanded by the school for hitting a fan with a broken clipboard during a game. The Greeley Tribune reports Max McCaffrey broke a clipboard on the sidelines of the school's game Saturday and threw it in the stands, hitting a fan for the opposing team. McCaffrey is the son of UNC head coach and former Denver Broncos star Ed McCaffrey. Along the Front Range, it's highs today near 80. Cooler temperatures over the next couple of days and rain on the way for the weekend. This is CPR News.